I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Opera presents three performances of Verdi's classic opera La Traviata, running New Year's Eve and also January 3rd and 5th at the Holt Center, starring soprano Leah Partridge as Violetta. Joining us in the KLCC studios are the music director of the Eugene Opera, Andrew Bissantz, along with Mark Budair, general director. Welcome to KLCC, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here, Eric. Thank you.
Well, La Traviata translates generally to mean the fallen woman. What has Violetta fallen from?
Oh, moral purity. Violetta supports herself. She is a sex worker. Her official standing, I think, was courtesan, which is a fancy sex worker. The story is based on true events in the life of the author of the book, Alexandre Dumas the Younger, who had a relationship with Marie du Plessis in Paris in the 1830s, an actual courtesan. It was a very interesting choice for an opera in 1853.
And remains so now, 160 years later.
It does. I think familiarity dulls our reaction to the story and to the music, but only for a moment, only until we get into the room with both the story and the music. From the get-go, I think Verdi cares about Violetta, which was unusual. It was a controversial opera when it was written in 1853, and it moves us still today.
Andrew, talk about the music and why it's endured for 160 years.
This piece comes in a period of Italian opera where suddenly, Verdi in specific, really other composers weren't doing this, Verdi decided that the story needed to be told through the music in a much more organic way. Prior to this, you know, a composer would write an aria, and then there would be a duet, and then there would be a trio. And these were all expected things that the audience would go expecting, much like when you go to ballet, there's going to be a pas de deux. You know, there's those moments in the show that you expect. But Verdi took these forms that were very familiar to audiences and completely sort of re-engineered them to serve the story first. What's difficult about Traviata, again, to sort of recognize how revolutionary it is not only that it does that, but also that it paints characters very specifically. There's no generic music. There's a very compact way in which Verdi tells the story musically. And I think one of the reasons it remains so powerful and so immediately accessible to audiences that don't have a familiarity with opera is the fact that the music is always current, it is always urgent, and it really tells the story.
Leah Partridge, as the soprano who plays Violetta, has played the role in several other productions of it over the years. What does she bring to the stage, Mark, that makes her a standout in this role?
Oh, she's a star. That's what she brings. It's amazing. It's above and beyond the powerful, powerful gifts that she brings dramatically to the role. There is that aura that you get when you're in the room with somebody special.
And Andrew, from your perspective, who else in this play musically has particular strengths?
Both the tenor and the baritone. You know, the classic joke in opera is that it's always a love story with a soprano and tenor trying to get together and the baritone trying to get in the way. Well, the tenor in this case is a marvelous, marvelous singer, but he's also a beautiful actor by the name of Vale Rideout. He brings just such a beautiful characterization of Alfredo and gives a character that can be a little two-dimensional if not handled correctly, real depth and passion in the right sense of that word. And playing Germont is Jake Gardner, who he owns the audience much like Leah does when he comes out on stage. All three principles are so strong, as a matter of fact, that you never see how difficult performing these roles actually are because they make it look so easy.
With Leah, Vale, and Jake, you have a cast that you could have in any opera house in the world.
And I have to say in particular, the chorus, as always, is doing a beautiful job. But this is my first chance to conduct Verdi with this company, and in particular the Eugene Opera Orchestra. And it's unbelievably difficult to do Verdi well. It's so transparent and there's such luminous writing in a very spare way that's not always obvious on the page. And at our dress rehearsal, which was last night, the prelude to the first act and the third act in particular, which is a very famous moment musically, was just luminous.
Well, congratulations on getting there and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Andrew Bissantz, music director of the Eugene Opera, along with general director Mark Budair. Eugene Opera presents La Traviata, Verdi's classic opera, for three performances at the Holt Center in Eugene, first on New Year's Eve at 7:30 p.m., and then on Friday evening, January 3rd as well, and Sunday afternoon, January 5th at 2:30. For more information, at eugeneopera.com, and tickets via the Holt Center at holtcenter.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.